I'm actually supposed to be in bed, but I gotta be obedient, so here we are. So I just want to encourage anybody that may be going through something right now to just stay uplifted. If it feels different, it's because you want different. In order for you to get to that other side of that different that you want, you're going to have to go through and feel through some things that are going to feel unfamiliar to you. You haven't been in this space before. You haven't been on this level before. So you have to realize that things are going to get better for you no matter what. As long as you rely on God, as long as you know and trust in yourself and know that you're strong enough for any battle, like, you're good. You're good. You just got to keep fighting. You just got to keep pushing. Like, there are people right now that are dealing with things, and part of my raspy voice, you know, like I said, I got to go to bed. There are people right now that are going through some type of awakening and don't know what that's like. And when I had my awakening, there weren't people that I could just talk to about that. People looked at me like I was crazy. You know what I'm saying? So I want to be that manual. God is really a manual, but, you know, I'm also God's vessel. And in being God's vessel, I feel like with my experience and speaking on the things that I've been through can help somebody else to light their candle, to light their inner, you know what I'm saying, their inner fire, their inner being, their passion, because God is my favorite topic. You know what I'm saying? And I realized that at one point, I was around a lot of people that wouldn't even talk about God. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of like, where are you getting your strength from? Where are you getting, you know? It's so many questions. But at the same time, there's that compassion because I'm different. The same way someone else next to me or around me could be different, and around you too. Realize that you are not like everybody else, and realize too that everybody is not like you. So if you're going to meet somebody, meet them at the middle, meet them where they're at. Don't look at their potential and go with that. Meet them where they're at so that they can get to where that potential that you see for them is at. Because a lot of people like to rush the process, and sometimes you have to sit with yourself and look within, because the only way out is through. You got to be able to go through it. You know what I'm saying? So in order for you, excuse me, in order for you to get through this kind of, you know, battle that you may be dealing with, or quote unquote obstacle, you know, not to belittle or anything, it's just, I don't want to say that for you, but I know that these things are real, so we have to be realistic. People right now feel like they don't have a manual or a guidebook or the guidance or guides, you know, to assist them with this new level up that they're coming into, and that is okay. Keep showing up for yourself, because the right people will continue to show up for you. You can't ever give up on yourself. You got to keep going. You're meant for greatness. You're meant to do better, especially with it being 2024. It's time to stop settling. It's time to stop complaining. It's time to stop looking backwards and start looking forward. My phone just lit up. You know what I'm saying? Like, go towards that light that you want for yourself. It may not look easy, but when you look back in hindsight, you're going to be like, damn, I did that. That was nothing. Why? Because you're past it, and now you've gained new knowledge and new tools to help you on the next level up. So, and it continues and so forth, because excuse me, life is about lessons. We're constantly learning different types of lessons. Some are repeating lessons, some are learning new lessons. And it's really your choice if you want to continue an old cycle of doing the same shit over and over again, or if you're wanting to take accountability and choose to elevate and do something different. And a lot of that involves with looking within. A lot of that involves with tapping into yourself, your inner potential, so that you can be at one with yourself. Your mind, body, and soul gotta be intact. It can't be all over the place, because then that's what's gonna be projected on the outside, and then that's gonna become the actions. And we can't have that, right? Because we're about elevating, we're about being better versions of ourselves, being better than yesterday. So keep showing up for yourself. The more you show up for yourself, the more you will see clarity. And then the more other people that are meant to help you will show up for you. I personally feel like people are always going to be there for you regardless. But it's when you really, really want to level up, and you choosing yourself and trying to elevate, that's when the people, your soul family, they pop up. Why? Because you show up for yourself and you want more. Also, don't rush the process. The process is the process. Healing is linear. It's not just A, B, and C. It's so much more than that. It's literally something to be patient with, because in times when you have to sit with yourself and observe and reflect, you know, and rise, you have to require some type of, it requires some type of patience. It is required of you to be patient, because anything else is out of alignment. It's not in divine timing. And right now, because this world is changing, there are so many people being called to rise. There's so many people being called to their purpose. There's so many people being called to elevate, because you're going to be one of the new leaders for this world that's being recreated. And, you know, you're protected. Remember that you're protected in all that you do. If you hear Leo in the background, don't mind him. So, yeah, you're protected. You have to keep going. You have to keep fighting. You have to keep rising, because that's really where the true discipline comes, with that reward. Being disciplined, that's where you get the outcome that you want. And I'm just being the vessel. I'm just speaking freely, because again, like, I wasn't gonna say anything, but at the same time, I have to be obedient. So irregardless of how I sound, irregardless of how it may come out, it's going to resonate with someone. Someone else is going to relate to it, because the word is going to be for them. And I just got confirmation on that. I just thank the Holy Spirit for it. And stop letting people tell you how to live your life. Stop letting people try to diminish or change, even to both of those. the way you view things and the way you connect with God. However that may look to you, whatever your source of light is, stop letting people make you feel bad about it. Because if you feel a connection, if it's of light, if it's an integrity, and most importantly, if it has love, nothing else the fuck matters. Everyone has an opinion. And right now, what I'm seeing is a lot of unification going on. There's a lot of people sitting with themselves, but there's also a lot of unity going on right now. Still. And it's only getting more intense. Yeah, it's going to be an intense of a unification. So it may be that something may happen in the world to where, look at that 111. It may be that something may happen in the world that's going to cause some kind of shift to where like people start uniting like at a faster rate. But I just feel like you just got to keep that tunnel vision, because everything else that's going on outside of you, your focus is just needed. Everything that's going outside of you really doesn't matter if it's not helping you rise and thrive. Some of y'all need to hydrate too, because it's needed. Some of y'all dehydrated, not eating good, not sleeping good, stressed out, this and that. But you have to still take care of yourself. Just because you went through something doesn't mean that you stop taking care of yourself. Because how are you going to be that beacon of light for others if you're not looking out for you? If God's calling you to be in your purpose, He's preparing you for everything that you're going through, for you to be fully experienced in your purpose, because the people coming to you are going to require your testimony and life experience. How are you not going to be taking care of yourself? You get what I'm saying? All of that is part of it. All of it is part of it. So don't negate yourself. Don't be neglectful towards yourself either. I just feel like we're coming into a time where a lot of changes are going on. Things are becoming so much better. And unfortunately, as you've been seeing, it's been getting ugly before it's been getting better. And that's unfortunate, because I don't feel like anyone should be hurt, you know? But as ugly as things may look, or even as cloudy as things may look for some people, there's still brightness. You just gotta look around. And if you feel that you're in a position where you're not looking around, you got to reach out to somebody. Because not reaching out is ego. And you need a good support system to get through this. And it's crazy, because as much as I'm trying to say that, I'm still getting basically reminded of that there's people that have no one or no outlet whatsoever. And there's many of ways to express yourself. You can speak about it, you can pray about it, you can write about it, you can sing about it, you can dance about it, you can eat about it, you can cook about it. Now my stomach growled when I saw you can cook about it. That's how, you see what I'm saying? Like, It's crazy, man. Like, you're about to enter a whole new doorway, and like, God really got your back. People actually have your back. All right, it's damn near time to eat, the way my stomach going at this point, but I'm gonna take that as confirmation. Anyway, people have your back. Like, what happened to reaching out to your friends for dinner or lunch or whatever? Like, I've been fasting for the most part, and it's just gotten me even more closer to God. Like, I remember I would fast every fucking month. Every month. And my vibration, woo! You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to yell because it's kind of late. But imagine that being even more high-pitched. When you fast, it requires discipline. Everybody can't fast because people are thinking about eating. But you have to be able to tame that kind of beast, you know? It's not about hunger. It's about the connection that you feel. It's about the purity. It's about being in your spirit. It's about walking in your purpose. It's about aligning yourself and doing the tune-up. Like in a car, yeah, your body needs a tune-up too. That's why the eating and the water and the hydrating, all of that, that all comes into play. I mean, just trust in God. I'm gonna have to make this short because the way my stomach going is kind of crazy. But, yeah, I just want you to stay encouraged because it's a lot of things happening right now and a lot of things that are going to happen for your betterment. And I just want you to stay focused, stay positive, and know that no matter what, you're going to be good. You're going to come up out of this. And rely on those that rely on you, meaning those that are supportive of you, support them back. Just be compassionate to others. Hold the door for someone. Write a love letter to somebody. Journal. Make someone a dish. Get someone some food. There's so many people out here starving. Like, whatever you don't finish, give it to someone. Or just buy them a brand new meal, which is my initial thought, but I had to say it the other way because there are also people that can't afford to buy someone else a meal but still want to look out for somebody, and you could still do that. Everything don't got to be so grandiose. Just do what you can, but do something, because every little bit counts. There are so many people suffering right now and need your help. It's not for you to take the weight of the world on either, but it's just to increase your awareness a little bit, to know that by you showing up for yourself, you're showing up for 100 people or more. How amazing is that? In a world full of 1 billion people, you imagine 100 people do that, and then they each reach 100 people, and so forth. Because what happens is people pay it forward. So those 100 people that you happen to enlighten and help are going to feel inspired to pay that forward. That's just how it goes, unless you're a fucking mooch. But we're not talking to them. Life is precious. Life is to be protected. Life is to be cherished. And everyone is going through something. It may not be as drastic, but people are going through things that they're not even telling you about. So why not show up for yourself? And as you're showing up for yourself, everything aligns, and then you're there for others, and you're like, oh, I didn't even know I helped that person out. I was just being myself. That's how that happens. So it's like, show up, man. Show up. Take accountability, man. Be vulnerable. Be fucking vulnerable. Stop being in your ego. Say something. Do something. Enlighten somebody. Brighten someone's day up. It's so simple. And guess what? It's free. Anything else that has any type of monetary value towards helping someone, that's because someone wants to do that. And you know what I mean? But opening the door for somebody is free. Telling someone that their smile is beautiful is free. Telling someone that they look beautiful is free. Listening to someone going through something is fucking free. And a lot of people don't have the ability to go to therapy. And a lot of them, exactly the way my stomach growled, and a lot of them are either homeless, in jail, jobless, going through hunger, man. When I said the homeless part, like, the fact that my stomach growled at that time, like, yeah, it's gonna growl because I'm hungry to the naked eye, but the way that I'm the vessel too, like, God and I know how it works, you know, and those that get it, so I'm not just saying these things to say this, I'm being obedient, and God is speaking through me, because even my tone has changed, if you noticed. Feel me? And I just want to see better out here. Like, I don't just want to see the unifying of the people in one part of the world or in little sections. I want to see the whole world light up. Feel me? Because we're a collective. Like, we're all one. And I'm not talking about, like, yeah, it sounds crazy. Because it's like, ooh, how are you going to talk about the collective, but not mention those that are doing harm? We're not focused on them. God handling them. They have their own fate. I'm talking about the ones that actually give a fuck, have a heart, and have a soul. Don't fucking lose your soul for a motherfucker that don't got a soul. All because you're trying to follow a trend and you're trying to be cool and this and that. Like, for what? For what? For you to walk around like tin can, the tin man or whatever the fuck? That's how you're trying to be? Or are you really trying to do better? Because there's real shit going on out here. And real people doing real fucking things. Like, my soul family, they out here fucking getting it. And the time right now, 1, 2, 3. It's 1:23. That's the ascension and alignment. Like, I can't make that up. It's the alignment. And those that are going to feel me are going to feel me. But I know that God told me to say this for a reason. Because I be feeling the world. Yeah, I be feeling the weight of the world. And I almost didn't want to say it because it's nobody's business. But I have to say it because there's other people like me too. And they feel that, and they're like, one, they think it's them. Not that I think it's me in this case. But the reason why I'm saying it is because there's people that feel like they're alone in that feeling and they're taking it personal like it's them. No, that's how the world is feeling. They're just not expressing it. Because in this world, a lot of people are taught to be robotic and on autopilot. But you're different. You're meant for greatness. And God is preparing you for something huge. Like, you're not gonna go through all that pain for nothing. No, none of that shit is in vain. And I was just telling my sis that earlier. Like, damn, that's crazy. So it's crazy how a lot a lot of the stuff is repeating. And then it's crazy because a lot of people feel like they can't share their like their gifts and what they're feeling because they're gonna get judged or whatever. And it's like, there's a difference when you want to express something versus you're just fucking trying to drain a motherfucker. We're not talking about energy vampires that just want to drain somebody for the fuck of it. We're talking about you being emotionally expressive so that your tribe can align with you and meet you where you're at and help you while they're helping themselves, while you're also helping them, because if you help you, you help others. Now imagine a group of people doing that simultaneously. You may not be able to see that vision, but I need you to hold on to your vision. I need you to hold on to your dreams. Don't let them go just because shit look different out here. Shit look different out here because you're meant to do different shit. That's why the fuck you don't fit in. You never fit in. You never did. You were never meant to fit in. Because you're here to change the world. With the gifts that you've been given, once you cultivate that, that's when the magic happens. That's when real lives get changed. And that's when positive shit becomes a ripple effect. Because once that starts going, it's like, hold on, I gotta keep this shit going. Like, nah, like, wait, who else can I help? Right? Because your testimony saves lives and will save lives once you start speaking it. Once you start expressing it in the way that you're meant to. Everyone's not going to speak about it. Like I said, someone is going to cook. And in their cooking, oh, nah, I decided to cook because, you know, life got rough. And one day I decided, let me make this dish. I let this person try it. And then a whole bunch of people just started coming over. And before I knew it, like, I had a whole business. Someone else may decide to make a song about it, on how their heart got broken so bad that they didn't want nobody else to feel like that. That they decided, nah, I'm gonna make music because the way my heart broke and all this, like, I don't want nobody else feeling like that. So now I just make music because I know that my music helps other people. And so forth and so forth. Nah, I just decided to start doing hair because my hair used to be so fucked up that I don't want to see nobody else go through that. Like, I have a gift, so, you know, I'm going to use my gift and I'm going to just start doing hair and just make people look beautiful. Why? Because when you look good, you feel good. And that's just like, those are just some examples of what's going to be going on. And what people have been feeling that spark on. You know how many different stuff people are going to be doing out here? Like, it's crazy. And this is why I need you, to stay focused. Because you're becoming the manual that you wish you had. Some of the stuff don't come with manuals. But you still make it through. And then you find your soul family and it's like, oh, I didn't know you were going through this. Wow, that's crazy. I went through the same thing and it was like this and it was like that. Oh my God, that's crazy. I can't believe that. Wow. Yeah, why? Because you're choosing yourself. You're being authentic. You're being vulnerable. You're choosing to elevate and you're doing it in love. Choose love. Love is the answer. And it's crazy how my throat chakra is just starting to act like that as soon as I start talking about love and all that. I'm glad I said what I said already, because it's like at this point, like, I done said enough. And if God wants me to keep speaking, I'm going to keep speaking. Because that's just what I do. But what I don't want to do is make it too long. If anything, I'll add a part two kind of thing. Because I know that people's attention span is short. I don't know where that accent was trying to come out from. Because what? But whatever. Anyways. People's attention span has gotten shorter. So, and especially with people going through stuff, they have very limited time to want to do shit. So, why not get straight to the point and, you know, be direct and shit? And some of y'all need to start going live. Some of y'all need to start going live and just talking about what's going on, because that'll be your platform to be light, to express light in whatever form that may be. If you want to paint, paint. If you want to draw, draw. If you want to create an invention on live, do that. A lot of the shit that you want to do is not out here in this world. The ideas that you got that feel like they're out of this world is for a reason. Because the world needs this. It's for a reason. With that being said, I just want to thank you for listening, because it's already 33 seconds on it. And 33. Wow. And I just want to thank you for listening, of course. I want to make sure that you stay encouraged. And know that you're not alone. You are not alone. It may feel like it, but you're not. The right people gonna come. Don't worry. Just stay, hang in there. Stay patient. Stay true to you. And have compassion. Be blessed.